This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Massive tune on Fun Kids, and we've got a special guest in with us. It's James TW.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy? You all right?
I'm very well. How you doing?
I'm good, mate. And weren't you supposed to be in New York today?
Yes. So a couple of days ago, I was packing, and I was packed, actually, ready to go in the morning, and I got a call saying that I was going to stay in the UK for a bit, which was nice.
I think you just heard that there was an opening on the Fun Kids Breakfast Show, and you thought, you know what? Sack off New York.
Exactly.
I'm going to pop down here.
Well, I didn't know if I could say that on the show, but that is the reason.
What were you going to be doing in New York?
I was just going to be writing some songs and meetings and stuff before the Sean tour started.
We're saying about Sean and going on tour with Sean. As much as I'd love it to be my tour and us going on tour together, would be jokes. This is Sean Mendes.
It is.
Sean Mendes.
The real life
Sean Mendes you've been off touring with. So did you start doing the songwriting?
I guess I started in music as a drummer in my dad's wedding band when I was 10.
When you were 10?
Yeah. Dad's band had a gig, and it was the day before the show, and the drummer was like ill and couldn't make the show, and it was either let the 10-year-old play or it was cancel the show, and they let me step in. And that's really when I like fell in love with music and performing and being in front of people.
That sounds like a plot of a film.
You know, we could try and make it into a film.
I think definitely James TW the film. I think just even the 10-year-old drummer character, that would be funny.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
That'd be an amazing film. And so from there, all sort of exploded.
Sure.
Really. And so, you did some like YouTube stuff.
Yeah, so a couple of years after I picked up a guitar and I started doing YouTube covers and just kind of made my channel. And I started making my own bands and uploading stuff. And just really, my favourite songs, my favourite artists was all I did. And then over time, I wrote some originals too and kind of put them in there as well. So
sliding them in casually.
Sliding them in, see what people thought. And if they liked it, then I'd tell them I wrote it instead of a cover. So the YouTube was really where it all started for me. And I built this kind of online fan base, and YouTube really was how I got discovered by my manager and Sean.
So we don't usually do this, but Robot's going to join us for a little bit, bit of a chat, because he's a big James TW fan.
Great.
So we thought, Robot, as long as you're going
to
behave yourself, buddy, is like,
hi James.
So yeah, hi James.
Hello.
I have some questions for you, buddy. You play lots of instruments.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite?
My favorite instrument, I think it still has to be drums for me, because when I come home, and you know, I kind of play guitar a bit for a living now, and I play piano a bit for a living, but drums is always just like the fun thing that I sit down and I just jam on.
Thrash out some drum stuff.
Have your fans ever done something particularly crazy?
Have your fans ever done anything particularly crazy, James?
I mean, I feel like I have some pretty normal, nice fans, but I mean they tend to flock when there's lots of them and they get a bit excited.
And what happens? What goes down?
And I feel unsafe, basically. I have to leave and not say hello, which I don't want to do, but it gets a bit kind of, I get a bit claustrophobic.
Do you ever like, do your fandom have like a name?
I'm actually kind of deciding on one right now. I don't really know what to do, but I quite like Twallowers.
Twallowers! Yes, I like Twallowers.
Yeah,
as well.
Okay, good.
Let's design the Fun Kids Breakfast Show.
There you go. That was started here, okay.
So, yeah, that was the answer to the crazy question, Robot.
How interesting. And last question, if you don't mind. You met any particularly sassy celebrities?
Sassy
celebrities.
You love the sass, don't you, Robot?
Ooh, that's a tricky one. I can't say anyone that I've met has been sassy, but like, you know, when you meet celebrities and whether it's a meet and greet thing at one of their shows or it's at a party, like, they're just all normal people, which everyone forgets. So I can't say anyone's been that sassy, but the nicest person I met was probably Ed Sheeran. I thought he was very nice.
And that's what we all want to hear, isn't it? So is that, are you all right with that, Robot? Are you happy with those questions?
Thank you, James.
Right. Thank you, Robot.
That's no worries, Robot. Thank you for popping in there. So also as well, you've done an acoustic session of your song, which is called
When You Love Someone.
When You Love Someone. And you need to go and check that out on YouTube, because we had no expense spared with the camera angles. We had a man under the desk. We had like a man attached to the ceiling. It was all of the ridiculousness.
It was pretty cool to me. I'd never seen it before.
It's like, this is it. We're breaking new ground here in the Fun Kids acoustic sessions. Well, James, it was quality chatting to you. We're also going to do another video now for my YouTube channel, N60 Sean. We're going to go on a Pokemon adventure.
Let's do it.
Are you up for that?
I'm well up for that, yeah.
We're introducing James to the world of Pokemon, so make sure you go over to my YouTube channel to check out what kind of ridiculousness this is going to turn out like. Cheers, James.
Thank you for having me.
And we are going to play your song now, When You Love Someone.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.